Good morning and welcome to the Fred Report technical market call for Thanksgiving week. We're doing this recording Tuesday at about 8 o'clock at night on the 22nd of November. Very, very short call here. All I can tell you is stocks are acting like Thanksgiving week. If they continue to act like Thanksgiving week normally trades, the market will open up Wednesday, probably open up, not down, but however it opens, all the trading is pretty much going to stop by 10:30. It's going to just be flat as a board. So my advice to you in terms of that is to simply go and enjoy your families and not sit around and watch what's going on too much, because nothing's going to be. One of the things I would be doing over the next week or so, though, is to watch the stocks in your portfolios. This is a seasonally strong period, and anything that is not working now likely will not work well in 2023. So those would be a list of sell candidates for you, with the idea being that you'll take that money and recycle into stocks that look like they are working. But this is a perfect time to watch and really get some ideas in terms of what's working. We've talked to a couple of clients that have had some tech positions that aren't working, things like NEO and things like that that just aren't trading well at all. So, those are obvious sell candidates, and we'll use those, to raise some money and look for some other things. We come out with a tax bounce list, by the way, usually the second week of December, and the idea is purchases are completed with that by the end of the year, and then you run them up into January and sell them. In the bond market, TLT continues to resolve its oversold condition. If it can make it through 101.50, it should test 105. Other bond indicators like MUB and FVX, no changes. So we're sort of, neutral on them right now, but thinking you're going to see a little bit more upside. Oil had a sharp drop. We've often mentioned that sharp drops are bullish, and we still think that it's going to be strong into year end. Looking at the other commodity markets, we don't have any change on gold or any of the agricultural commodities. And frankly, that's about it. There's really not a lot to say here. So we'll wish everyone a happy Thanksgiving and talk to everybody next week.